This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 6th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes from SwiftEnergy.gg. Go to the checkout line and put the word quest in as a promo code. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Good energy stuff. Indeed. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yep. There's a lot of stuff up there. And you get access to lots of other stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo stuff. Peacemaker coming to Mortal Kombat. We got some sales that's going on. And we got some news about Suicide Squad again. Oh, and a Madden prediction too. But today, we begin with what we had there yesterday. And that is Xbox sending games to PlayStation. But PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Xbox will explain what's going on next week. So Phil Spencer got up on X and he said, quote, "We're listening and we hear you. We've been planning a business update event for next week where we look forward to sharing more details with you about our vision for the future of Xbox. Stay tuned." We shall see what goes on there. Maybe there will be an explanation as to why they did, or why the rumors are around for putting Xbox games on PlayStation and Nintendo. Did I just say Nintendo? I did. Because, according to WCCF Tech, Nintendo will share its plans for the next fiscal year in May. Now, Nintendo did show their earnings for the third quarter of the 2024 fiscal year, which goes from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024. Well, something's not right there because we're still in February. But that's where the quarter will end. So there are a bunch of rumors about Switch 2, and they could be arrived sometime this year. But the president of Nintendo did say that they did hint when we could learn more about it. And he also, that's Furukawa, I'm sorry, did say that Switch will be the, quote, main business, end quote, going into 2024. So we'll see what happens. But there are some rumors of a Nintendo Direct coming in sometime next week. So we'll see what happens. There'll be titles there if that does show up, which should. But phones, if you got them, Elden Ring Mobile could be made. And this comes to us from Engadget.com, and Tencent could be developing Elden Ring's mobile game. And that will be where fans could do some in-game purchases there as well. And that could be about the same as Genshin Impact. Well, we'll see. We shall see what happens there. Did I say Madden in the intro? I did. GameSpot.com did say that the Madden Super Bowl 2024 prediction is now here. So we know that Sunday's the big game. My bad, not Saturday. Wish it was. But it will have the Kansas City Chiefs and Goldman's favorite, San Francisco 49ers. Goldman's other favorite. And that'll be up on CBS, Paramount Plus, and Nickelodeon. And EA Sports did its simulation, and they said that the Chiefs would win by the score 30-28. So a close one. So we shall see what happens there. By the way, if you're interested, companies are spending about $7 million for a 30-second advertisement on CBS. And GameSpot will have all the Super Bowl commercials. Like I said, the big game is 6:30 p.m. on CBS on Sunday, February 11th. So good luck to both teams. We shall see what happens. Well, maybe people will be happy, though, because they seem to be happy with Suicide Squad on Steam. Yes! So, this comes to us from PCGamesN.com, and Suicide Squad has had a really rocky start. Was shut down in early access, games completed in early access, and now people finally got in. And right now, their Steam rating is very positive. And it's just one tier below overwhelmingly positive. That's 84% of the user reviews for the game itself. Rocky start, but maybe they clean things up. But maybe, just maybe, another game could clean up. We talked about it Saturday night on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth could have a demo. GGMania.com did say it launches today. PlayStation put it up on their Twitter or X account, and that was published at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today. So it is up. Will you download it? Will you play it? Will I download it? Will I play it? Or should I keep my hands off of it until the actual release? We shall see. I've yet to make a decision. Speaking of PlayStation, though, according to Eurogamer.net, the PlayStation 5 beta could let you adjust your lights. Well, there's more changes that could be going on here too, because there are more about the mic input on the controllers, and they did use an AI machine learning model, and they're looking at how to improve the brightness of the lights on your PlayStation controller. Okay, we'll see. But we also know who's not too bright himself. IGN did say that Mortal Kombat 1 Peacemaker is finally coming. Now, he was in early access, according to IGN, but NetherRealm did finally issue a release date for Peacemaker, and he will be there March 7th. So 1 month from now, Peacemaker will be in Mortal Kombat 1. Now, the NetherRealm will not be the same. Neither will you. Especially if you take a look at these games that are on sale. And there's a lot of them too. According to DualShockers, a lot of these co-op games, and some of them not co-op games, are indeed on sale. Unravel 2, under $4 at the PlayStation Store. Cuphead is under $20 at Steam. The Untitled Goose Game, remember that one? $10 at Nintendo eShop. Stardew Valley, $10 PlayStation Store. Don't Starve is $15 there at Steam. And that includes Unravel 2 as well. PlayStation, Nintendo, $4. Steam's at $20. Overcooked is $17 at the Xbox Store and at the Steam Store, but $4 at Nintendo and the PlayStation stores. Portal 2, $10 at Steam, $20 at Xbox. The Quarry is $15 at both Xbox and PlayStation stores. And It Takes Two, $12, PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. All three. But that's not the only thing on sale. Oh yes, we're talking about real life stuff too, like chairs. According to PC Games N, the Secret Lab, Valentine's Day deals are now live. And you can get the Secret Lab Titan Evo 2022 series. That's up to $100 off. And when I say up to, there's a lot. Like the Dark Knight, your Titan Evo. There's a whole bunch of different chairs. But not just chairs, but the desk as well. That's the Secret Lab Magnus desk bundles. And they're up to $100 off too. Just depends what you want to do. Even Team Liquid is, from $838. Cloud9 on sale at $588. Just depends what you want to do. But if you have Silent Hill, the short message, well, you should be happy because you're one of over 1 million people that downloaded it. And they're on their way to 2 million. Konami, well done. Thanks, IGN. GameSpot.com did give us the last one. Yolvin, settle down. Because Nintendo Switch could dethrone the PlayStation 2 as the best-selling console of all time next year. Now, Nintendo did say that it sold 13.74 million Switch units in the final 3 months ending December 31st, 2023. And currently, the Switch holds the position of the third best-selling consoles of all time. And that's if Nintendo's sales forecast is accurate. But that will beat Nintendo DS at 154 million. And that will be within its sights of PlayStation 2 at 155 million. PlayStation 2 was the thing. I'm just saying. Because I had it. We have all of you. Tomorrow we'll have more news, including I am planning maybe thoughts or the results of the PlayStation Showcase later, or that will air later today on the PlayStation YouTube and Twitch channels, along with other places. So we'll catch up with you there, along with other news. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people, like Tales of Arise.